First Letter to the Thessalonians. Paul started a church in Thessalonica, but wasn't able to spend much time there. Persecution became severe, and the Christians insisted on taking him out of the area. So he left Silas and Timothy to help with the situation. As he waited for them in Corinth, he was concerned for this young church because of the persecution they were experiencing. Finally, Silas and Timothy brought wonderful news of how the people were remaining true to Christ, even with all the suffering. Paul immediately wrote this letter to encourage them. He said, "Silas, Timothy, and I thank God for you constantly. We pray for you night and day. We remember how you accepted Christ in the storm of conflict. We didn't preach with flattering words, but you knew it was anointed by the Holy Spirit. You proved our worth and accepted our message. Now, everyone talks about how you turned from idols to serve the living God and how you patiently wait for the return of Christ. You graciously received us just like you received the gospel. We watched over you as a nursing mother with her child. We took jobs to pay our own way to make it easier for you. Our love for you was like that of a devoted father helping you to learn how to walk with God. Now the gospel is working inside of you. People hate you because they hate the gospel. I wanted to be there during this time of trial. Oh, but Satan stood in my way. Hear what I say. You're my hope. You're my joy. You're my crown of boasting before the Lord. When I realized I couldn't be with you, I left Timothy and came here. I told him to help you as you face this persecution. For a long time, I didn't get news of how you were doing. Finally, I couldn't stand it any longer. I sent word to Timothy and asked about you. He personally came and told me the good news of your faith and love in Christ. He told me that you want to see me as much as I want to see you. Oh, praise God! You're standing firm in your faith. Oh, how I long to be with you and teach you more about walking with the Lord. Now listen. Continue to live a life that pleases God. Stay away from immorality. Don't be like those who are enslaved to uncontrolled passions. That is a lifestyle that hurts everyone involved. It also offends the Spirit of God who lives inside of you. Don't forget, God severely judges people who live with such filth. Instead, let your love be godly. But why am I telling you this? God has taught you how to love one another. Oh, I just want you to do it even more. Now, Timothy told me that you're concerned about those who have died recently. Oh, don't worry about this. Remember, Jesus also died, but God raised him from the dead, and he'll do the same with those who have put their trust in him. When Jesus comes back to earth, he'll first raise those who have died in him. Then the rest of us will meet him in the air. Don't be discouraged like those without our hope. Instead, comfort each other with these words. Of course, we don't know the schedule as when this will happen. Still, we are to prepare ourselves as if it will happen today. When it does, those who live in sin will be caught off guard. They're like people who lock their doors at night and think they're safe. Suddenly a thief breaks into their home. The coming of our Lord Jesus will be like the labor pains of a woman about to give birth. People will suddenly find themselves standing before God to be judged. But Jesus Christ died so we can live with him forever. Encourage one another with this truth. Here's how you're to function as a church until the Lord comes. Honor those who meet your spiritual needs. Get along with one another. Don't put up with laziness. Be patient with those who are discouraged. Help the weak. Don't seek revenge when people wrong you. Always do that which is good. Here are three parts of living a spiritual life. First, rejoice, pray, and give thanks. This is God's will for you. Next, listen to God's Spirit when He speaks to you through others, but make sure it's from God. And finally, hold on to that which is good and stay away from evil. Oh, my dear friends, we're a family, so pray for me and keep your fellowship sweet. Share this letter with everyone in the church. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.